For the first time in history, 2 years in the making, two giant robots will fight.
Robot, robot, now kiss.
What is wrong with you?
The following is a Castwave Studios production.
The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. Tonight, we have a lot of stuff going on tonight. We have lots of snacks. Snacks are good. Zach brought snacks. Zach with the snack attack. And and I obviously didn't have an intro prepared, but yeah, we're going to talk about the giant robot fight. If you didn't already know, it's a disappointment. It's boldly going nowhere.
The Zach snack attack.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
Really? It's great. Even when he fails, he succeeds.
Sean, we've talked to you about intro prep.
Zach? Yeah. Zach, he's a snacking maniac.
Oh, God.
Zach, he's a Lego maniac.
He is a Lego maniac.
He really
is. It works.
Yeah, actually, that's fairly accurate.
That's him.
There you go. Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears.
That's your leg, Colin.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my.
You're rather close.
Don't, I am. Don't put that there.
Well, I don't know what our mic... I don't know what our camera situation is right now.
Well, we only have two webcams and four people.
Right. Oh, hey. Hi.
Thank you. Anyway.
I'm trying to help.
You are? No, you're being quite helpful.
God, you know what? God bless that Patterson child. He is trying so hard.
He's raising the roof over there.
Zach is here, by the way. There's a Zach.
Yo.
There's a Zach.
Anyway, so like Sean said, we actually got a lot of stuff to talk about, even though we necessarily didn't have an intro written for this episode. But that's okay.
No, I was so focused on that awesome intro.
Can
I just say that Colin's robot fight was better than the 45 minutes of trash
we got on Twitch?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That was kind of the meat and potatoes of this episode. So you guys actually watched the giant robot fight.
Yes, I did.
Well, first off, they were like, oh, it's at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And so that meant 11 o'clock over here. And it was
like 10.
Well, 10.
And then 10 o'clock over here. And then they're like, as soon as everyone's like getting pumped for this, because this is like 2 years in the making. So everyone's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, because it's on Twitch and I'm reading all the comments. And we're like, oh my gosh, like 2 minutes. And then we get to it.
Documentary.
And it says, all right. 7 o'clock through 7:35 Pacific Standard Time, we will have the documentaries, like the videos you've watched already.
Yeah, I was kind of frustrated about that,
and then I'm also just like, all right, I guess I have some time to go get some food, and then they put the actual thing on, and it's so prepped, it is so faked, it's so done ahead of time.
Now, who do we know that said it was going to be like that? Was that? It wasn't Sean.
God damn it.
No.
It wasn't
God
Colin.
Damn it.
God was it definitely Brian.
Wasn't Brian.
God damn it.
Oh, it was me.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I didn't know this thing existed until you guys mentioned it day of, and I frankly couldn't give two shits.
I was excited because it looked awesome.
Conceptually,
I was thinking it was going to be good.
You know, for all intents and purposes,
fight.
It felt
and then
like
the first
the
fight.
Future.
The first fight started and ended
in about 10 seconds.
The first fight was worse than what that intro you saw with Colin. The robot came over and just smacked
the American one over.
Just rolled up slowly and just hit him, and the robot's like, pew,
psh. He just
He
put up his fist mm-hmm.
and just left over.
By the way, that punch, he was only going like 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. When the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the Megazord versus the Dragonzord fight is far more complex and interesting than your actual robot fight.
And there was two robot fights. So the USA was using two robots, whereas the Japanese guy was using just one.
Well, yeah, because, you know, Japan always gets it right on the first try, apparently.
Let's talk about the projectile weapons.
mean paint dust?
Let's not forget. No, he's blinded him. Let's not
my God!
Let's not forget the drone, by the way.
You mean Bob Barker's party farts? Like, what the hell was it? It was just like...
Bob Barker's party farts.
Sean,
that's
Sean.
Episode was, title.
Was just Sean,
what?
You have just put a picture in my head that I never fucking wanted there.
Come on, down.
No. No. Don't you fucking dare.
Play what?
Don't you?
Play what?
No. Play what? No.
It's not working.
Okay, good.
No, getting away with it.
Yay.
Come on down.
It's gin farts and glitter.
There we go.
Yeah.
Someone needs to take that thing away from him.
Anyway. So, okay, so obviously the first match not very good. It just, like, literally drove in and knocked it over.
Yeah. But then the second fight, they were like, and he's armed, he's got missiles, and then he just shot some ping pong balls and some smoke. It's a fucking joke.
Really?
I gave it my score.
My official score was 2 out of 10 fake surprised announcers. Or fake scared announcers.
Oh my God, they're coming here. Oh, yeah, she's the way.
Oh my God, they're coming here. Oh my God. And I'm just like, that's so fake, bitch.
Where's Jim Ross when you need him?
It was so fake.
By God.
She was so fake.
Man, I tell you, I got a real nose for piles of shits in the making.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is one big pile of shit.
I can smell a pile of shit from a mile away.
Sean, quickly, make with the Goldblum.
what Goldblum?
Oh.
They could really use you on the police force, you know that, right?
Well, not if I don't I'm have only smelling blood. Turds.
That is one big pile of shit.
That is one big pile. Oh, that's a different sound part.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, that's from Zach's podcast.
That is one big pile of shit.
Thank you. There we go.
I found it.
Well, okay, so overall, not a fan of the...
No.
Not a fan of the... Well, I know you weren't.
Well, let me just say this. I will agree. No.
Let's talk to people who actually wanted to see it.
I did want to see it. I just wanted to see it.
No, look... I think here's my honest to God opinion. I wanted it to be awesome. It obviously wasn't, but there's potential in the future.
And if he says it wasn't awesome, then it sucked.
Yeah,
it sucked really bad.
Because he's I know I'm obnoxious. So if he doesn't like it, it's really bad.
Okay, that's a fair point.
It is pretty bad.
I mean, look, in terms of entertainment, I mean, I got a chuckle out of it. But, like, at the same time...
Yeah, but you weren't supposed to get a chuckle
out of it. In my head, I was like, you know what? If they really do work on this and, like, science catches up with it in, like, the next 10 years, we might actually have an e-sport on our hands.
I mean, if this is equivalent to the Michael Douglas cell phone, and we see in, like, 10, 20 years, it becomes more advanced like cell phones are today in terms of, like, technological advancement.
Yes.
Yes. Then, like, in 20 years, we were going to have some awesome robot fights.
Here's the thing.
What's that Hugh Jackman movie?
It's a paradox.
Real Steel.
It's a bit of a paradox because it sucks right now, but in order for it to get better, we have to kind of just, you know, grit and bear it and keep wanting it to, you know, because it's not going to progress unless, like, there's actually people behind it. So yeah.
What was actually more entertaining Warts than the all. Fight itself was watching the viewer count on the stream plummet as
yeah.
Like, it literally started, and it just went...
It went from 121,000, like, million, or was it went, like, millions and millions
Yeah, it was like at it least 3 million.
Yeah, it went down to, like, 19,000. From 1 million to 18,000.
Wow, that sucks.
After that first fight.
Again, there's potential,
that first
but...
shame fight. And then the whole thing I have wrong with it is that they say... We didn't want to hurt each other inside the cockpit. I'm like, why would you put yourself in that situation in the first place? Why wouldn't you do what BattleBots did and just have the robots fight?
Because that's not what the point was.
Why not have BattleBots?
Yeah, why not just make giant BattleBots?
That would have been more entertaining.
Drones.
If you're gonna make a fake giant robot fight with people in cockpits, why don't you just go for the real thing? And
the only
the
time
the
I can take a quote from Iron Man 2 and it actually works: drone is better.
Drone is better.
Drone is better.
Drone is better.
Anyway, I want my bird.
Episode title.
I want my bird.
My boy. My boy. My boy.
Speaking of birds, it sounds like we're parroting each other.
Anyway.
So, all right. So next up, do we want to hold the winter movie roundup, the holiday movie roundup for the second half of the show?
I was gonna say actually, I brought some munchies.
Sean, let's take a little trip to a place we like to call the Fat Shack. Thank you.
Zach
was kind enough to bring snacks.
I did, because first of all, we got everybody's going to town on the mystery flavor Oreos.
Yeah.
And obviously, I don't give two shits about entering the contest, but I still wanted to get them and try them. I already have tried them. I already have my theory, but before I say what it is, right, I want you guys to...
Okay, sure.
So funny enough, I was actually watching Brad Jones, a.k.a. the Cinema Snob. He was talking about these, and he's known for doing a lot of these different flavor tests, and he typically has to order them online. He said that he was able to just walk into a store and find these, so they're pumping these out like gangbusters, apparently.
Mm-hmm. You found someone named Cinema Snob, and his name isn't Zach Patterson?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unexpected. Does that mean I'm just full on douche?
He's been doing that for years. Okay. Years and years and years and years.
Zach, I'm taking two in case my
I mean, here's the thing. They're here to be eaten. I'm not going to get shitty with you about it.
Here's the thing. He said that it tastes like Fruity Pebbles, apparently.
Now, there's no...
All right, so are we doing this one at a time?
There's no right way to say this. In order to really taste it, you have to open it up and go for the cream. Sorry.
Oh my god, no. I literally, as soon as Brian said
that... Could you repeat that?
Yes, you have to open it up and go for the cream.
Dude, here's the thing. I know Brian was just saying that it smells like Fruity Pebbles, but literally as soon as he opened the package and caught a whiff of it...
It's Fruity Pebbles!
It smells like Fruity
Bonnie.
Pebbles.
Bonnie! What do you know what it smells like? It smells like Bonnie!
Okay, so let's...
Bonnie, my Oreos! I split mine in half, so here I go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright.
I do actually think it tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
I
want to see what you guys think.
I have Fruity Pebbles. It's like either fruit.
No.
Fruit
no.
Loops?
No. It's Fruit Loops.
They're Fruit Loops.
It's Fruit Loops.
Now, somebody that doesn't want to be on camera thought it tasted like Fruit Loops, and she might be right.
Yeah, seriously. So I'm just going to...
You guys, you're the only other person I've heard say Fruit Loops besides her.
Oh, I mean,
that's crazy.
Well, here's the thing, because Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles share a similar taste, but I don't know if it's just me. Maybe it's like the consistency of the cream is just making me think it's more Fruit Loops.
I haven't eaten dinner yet, so I'm just going to town.
You know what's crazy?
What made
is
me
that
wonder.
It looks like a regular Oreo, so you can slip this in one regular pack, and then someone goes, "What?"
See, so here's where my concern was when I first heard about this, and this was initially, but then I was assuaged my fears. Because you know it's a white cream and you know it's a mystery flavor. I was like, okay, the Airheads does that shit all the time,
uh-huh.
And all that is they're mixing all their flavors together, and making like a batch of whatever. Yeah. So I was afraid that they were just gonna do something like that. Apparently not. So
what made me think it wasn't Fruity Pebbles is they already have a white Oreo and the cream has pebbles mixed into it.
Right.
So that's why I thought maybe it's not Fruity Pebbles, but it does taste an awful lot like Fruity Pebbles.
There's Fruity Pebbles.
Fruit Loops. You know what? Honestly, I'm gonna amend my answer. It sounds like it tastes like Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
Interesting.
Fruit Loops.
Very, very interesting.
Follow your nose!
To the Nabisco factory, apparently.
Hmm.
Regardless, it's good.
Wait, hold on. Are Kellogg's and Nabisco in bed with each other? Like, that might...
That's
that
why
might...
I'm just looking.
I can't remember if they're related or not. If you stand him like this, it
I'm
looks
sorry,
like he's begging
it's under
for food.
Sponsors, under sponsors for Fruit Loops. Under sponsors for Fruit Loops, it said, it said Dragon Tails.
Ah.
I remember that shit.
Sagwa, the Chinese Siamese cat as well.
No, you can't have any of my Oreo.
Lift it up. There you go.
No.
Silly.
Are you ready for phase two of the snacks?
Yeah.
This isn't
there's more.
This isn't a mystery flavor.
Do you hand me a water over there?
This is mine. Well, can you grab us some, please? Because, you know.
Where is the water?
The water's way over there.
Oh, hang on.
There's no room in the fridge. Man, it's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Here, we'll share one because I just need one sip to cleanse my palate.
That's fine.
Because we're going to do this really
professionally. I know you don't have the herp. It's okay.
The herp. The herp.
I have the derp though, badly. Yeah, those are pretty good.
Everybody at this table suffers from the derp.
Me more so than others.
All right.
Oh,
so,
thank God.
Because I'm now working at Lake Forest, I don't get home until like 12:30 at night because of the drive back.
Right.
So usually I want something to snack on.
On the drive back? Yeah.
Well, just in general, I'm usually hungry by the time I leave.
Right.
So there's this, I take one of my staff home and we always stop at this 7-Eleven to get snacks. The other night I popped in and they had a different Dorito that I'd never seen before.
Okay.
It's in a white bag. And it's called Jumpin' Jack Cheese. If you want to show
here,
that,
I'll
show that to the camera.
Making its way to the table, Doritos Jumpin' Jack Cheese.
It's jumping at it.
Now, it's no secret that I am obsessed with the Doritos. If you can't tell that visually. But you're not pointing that intentionally at my stomach, I hope.
If you're so obsessed with Doritos, then what theme park were they originated at?
I don't know. What is that?
Disneyland, actually.
Really?
They were created in Disneyland.
That's really
cool. I was just being facetious, but they were actually created in Disneyland for the cafeteria.
All right.
And then people loved them, and they got picked up.
I'm not getting anything from the smell, so give them a whiff before we try.
It's not like we have to guess what the flavor is. I mean, it's right there on the...
I'm doing a professional taste test.
Fair enough. It smells like Cool Ranch.
First you smell the chip.
Smells
then
like
you
Cool
look
Ranch.
At the chip, and then you eat the chip.
First you smell.
Here, give it a whiff.
Look.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Smell
them all.
Smells expect.
Smells
first
Gouda?
Taste is free.
It
smells like corn chips.
First
it smells,
taste is
it
free.
Smells,
next one
it
goes
smells
in your
like
mouth.
Cool Ranch.
Yeah, you know
with
what?
A little bit of spice.
I'm gonna say it's pretty similar
cool
to Cool Ranch. Let's
go ahead and take some. Go ahead.
Do it, look at this. And it looks like Cool Ranch.
Now we'll go and just here, for fun, we'll go one at a time in case one of us doesn't like it.
John, yeah. Here you go.
Looks like Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch.
Smells like Cool Ranch.
Yeah.
Let's see if it tastes like Cool Ranch.
Yeah. Alright, Colin's going for the dip first. And we'll pass the camera to Brian here in a second so he can see.
Let me cleanse my palate.
You look confused. Is it
good? No. It's got a little... I wouldn't say it's a cheesy taste, but you can tell there's a little bit of lactose taste in it.
Okay.
A little bit of spice coming on the back end.
Okay.
I'd say it's like somewhere in between like nacho cheese and spicy nacho.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Right in there. Like not bad. It's not bad. Not at all. I would totally
that's
eat
good.
These.
Hi. Let's see here.
So, yeah, I do have a purpose on this show. I turn camera.
The flavor, sorry, the smell is kind of indistinguishable. I mean, it does.
Yeah.
It's kind of Cool Ranch. It's almost
it's,
like a little
not
bit
the
of
same
everything.
As like ranch or nacho cheese where there's an instant smell.
Yeah,
you
it's
really
not
gotta,
like you're just like, oh, nacho cheese.
It smells
cheese.
Like so nacho, you know. Nacho ranch.
Go I'm not going to lie, though. I mean, after eating that one, I can murder a whole bag of those.
Oh, it's that good.
I like them.
Okay.
So these are supposed to be pepper jack, right?
It says Jumpin' Jack cheese, so I assume pepper jack is part of it.
There's a little bit of spice to it. I mean, it's
oh,
not
wow.
much.
Yeah. I might have a new favorite flavor.
Oh, damn. I still haven't found large bags. I feel like they're still testing. You going?
I'm going right now.
All
right. There we go. Oh, wow. Can I have a few more?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah. Pass
I'll get
over.
Some more.
Oh, man.
This is going very well.
This is fun.
No, like this is.
I'm afraid I'm gonna be the one that eats them, and I'm like, I don't like it.
Probably.
Sean.
Let me see one more.
You're going again.
Just one more to.
Oh yeah,
really good.
That's chips.
Hold on.
That's chips and queso.
You know what that is
queso.
Can I recommend something to pair this with?
Now I'm afraid.
Can I recommend something to pair this with? Queso blanco.
Okay.
Yo.
Do you like it, though?
With a little bit of jalapeno in there?
Like, is it something you could get a whole bag of and enjoy?
Delicioso. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
I could crush a bag.
Okay. I'm going to go.
Let's get the camera on Zach.
Oh, boy. Hello, Internet. Okay, ready? That's really good.
Right?
It's nice when we can all agree on something.
Yeah. It's so rare.
That's not bad.
It's got just a little bit of spice kick, just like the tiniest bit. All spicy food should be like this.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on your.
It's not really
spicy.
I mean,
I like it though.
I mean, I get like the hottest sauce from Zaxby's that burns your asshole, but you know.
No. What about your mouth though?
Oh, your mouth too.
Brian, I don't want to take you to Zaxby's. He sits on his food. Anyway,
that's how you keep it warm, Sean.
Here, go ahead.
Here
you can sneak in off frame. I was gonna.
Get an off-mic opinion.
My girlfriend's trying them. Hang on, people.
Let us know what you think. Please.
They're really good. Oh.
They are actually really fucking good.
What'd you think?
Right? Yeah.
It's good?
She agrees.
Is it good?
She thinks
really
it's good.
It's really good. It's like a little spicy. There you go.
It's not initially. It's like right. It's not initial. It's not an initial spicy. It's like right at, like, it's like an aftertaste.
It's not even like a spicy. It's got a little creaminess.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a subtle
creaminess to it.
Yeah,
she said Cool Ranch is better. She's absolutely right.
It's a
subtle
aftertaste here. Pass them over.
Cool Ranch is my jam.
You know what? Here's the thing. I like Cool Ranch. I don't love it.
What's your go-to flavor?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese. I also really like the spicy sweet barbecue or whatever it's called.
Spicy sweet
the
chili.
Purple bag.
My mom loves the taco flavored ones.
This is not my go-to. I'm gonna go on record right now. This is now my go-to flavor.
Whoa. Mm. Really?
It's good.
Damn.
Yeah, it's got like creaminess.
I would fucking bag of these over Cool Ranch.
Damn.
That's two of us, dude.
God damn. Well, that went insanely well. Huzzah. Oh, did I break it?
No, he just wasn't in frame properly. You know me.
My bad.
Zach, quickly, get us more.
I'm doing this blindly. I'm not going all the way back to Gaithersburg.
But you must.
You should bring some of those to the Halloween stream.
Mm, wow. One last tiny piece of food news. You guys are going to kick it. Mm. You guys are going to be not excited about this, but...
All right.
All right.
That's okay.
There's a new Bean Boozled flavor combo.
No! No! No!
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you buy them? You have them here.
I have a fresh box for us to play later.
No.
Not now. Not tonight.
Uh-uh. You know what? No. Halloween stream. We're going to play the fresh box of Bamboozled.
Oh, yes!
But I don't have the new flavor. The new flavor is red. It's dark red, and it's either strawberry cobbler or centipede.
Oh! No.
Oh, yes.
No.
I'm going to find them. I'm going to find them.
So it's either a delicious treat or a video game. Okay, gotcha.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I like seriously. I could spend the rest of this episode just crushing Doritos and Oreos right now.
But that would be really fucking boring.
It would.
I think we owe it to the fans to give them something.
Actually, you know what? There is one more.
May I have one more Oreo, please?
There's one more piece of food related news that I just found out about today.
I think we all just did.
Oh crap! I do have one more thing I can go get. You tell your thing, and I'll go get mine.
Actually, here. Here, let me get another one of those Oreos.
Oh, man, it's a three-course meal here tonight on Boldly Going Nowhere. I love it.
No, I can't open this just yet.
We have the dinner. You guys have the show. I like it.
Yeah. It's great.
Sure,
yeah,
show, great. Whatever. All right, so what's your news? Mm. Sorry. Taco Bell is releasing a Kit Kat quesadilla. Apparently, it's already been tested in the UK markets, and they're considering releasing it in Wisconsin, I believe it was.
That's disgusting, by the way.
Kit Kat quesadilla? Mm-hmm. Just Kit Kat in a tortilla,
The name has a weird kind of ring to it.
Are you saying Kit Kat in the quesadilla or a quesadilla-flavored Kit Kat bar?
A Kit Kat in a quesadilla.
Ew!
now, if they have... It's just a tortilla and a Kit Kat bar, I can get behind that.
Here, I'll show you.
Because it's just a flour tortilla. It's very neutral.
Here's the thing.
But if it has cheese in it, then no.
Yeah, no.
It's Taco Bell. It will have some form of Cocker Spaniel in it.
There.
I fucking hate Taco Bell, man.
Look, Sean, right there.
Okay, so it looks like they're going to use the regular method of, like, you know, flat pressing their tortillas with the stuff inside of it. Here's what they needed to do with this to make me really want it. They would needed to put all that stuff in the tortilla and then deep fry it, kind of like a churro. That's what they needed to do.
I think Taco Bell's been hawking this confection since last year in other countries abroad, including the UK. Now, the US version may get a new name as to not tread on Hostess's Chocodile Twinkies, because its name is the Chocoladilla.
Chocoladilla?
Yeah.
Chocodilla.
All right, now, I've decided I'm going to open this, and you guys can only take a little bit, though, because it's rare... And it's expensive.
Okay.
And my girlfriend and I are going to crush the rest of it at some point.
Okay.
But I got it.
Okay.
So should we close our eyes?
I'm going to hold it up off camera.
This is not the Reptar bars, are they?
No.
Okay.
We already knocked those out.
I'm going to hold this up behind here so you guys can't see my camera. I just want you guys to see their faces.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Oh!
Holy shit!
The rumors were true.
Oh my god.
Could it be? Colin, shall you show the ladies and gentlemen what I've just presented?
Oh. Reptar.
Reptile, bitch.
Oh my fucking god.
You guys can't tell, but I have such wood right now. Food boner.
You want to know what's worse? Have a look at the price tag on the back of that.
That's not bad.
$12 for a box of cereal is horrible.
Holy crap.
It's limited edition.
I know.
Well, then you obviously never went to South Park, Colorado and bought a like $20 box of Cheesy Poofs.
No. But yeah, no, I got it. It's the follow-up to the Reptar bar. So we'll have a
hold
little
on.
We'll have a little
we have
bit.
Nowhere to
hold
go
on,
but hold on, up. Hold on.
What?
What's with... Okay, I love it. I love the fact that there's, like, Reptar bars and Reptile cereal. Am I missing something? Like, is Rugrats doing...
Like why now?
Like, yeah, what's going on with the Rugrats?
What's going on here?
We were wondering the same thing.
Are they bringing, like... Are they bringing back the show? Is it, like, an anniversary kind of thing?
Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah. Nickelodeon's, like, bringing back a bunch of stuff, but Rugrats isn't on the docket.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying.
Well, it's part of FYE's bringing back all these foods. There's also some kind of Rick and Morty food you can buy at FYE, but I don't really watch that show, so I don't know.
Eye hole cereal?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get up on out here with my eye holes.
You can also buy something called Bootios at FYE.
WWE.
Is that what that is?
The New Day, yeah.
Yeah, you can buy Bootios at WWE.
Bootios.
Or FYE.
I need to go to FYE sometime soon.
Let's get into this.
Now, all did right. You guys already discuss how delicious the Reptar bar was?
Yes.
Yes, and it was featured in the Batman 66 commercial.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
that was the chocolate I was eating.
I like to eat chocolate all day.
I cannot wait to watch this footage of Colin and Sean. You guys freaking out when I held the box up.
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to lie right now. I'm so happy about this, but also I love this song because, you know, one of the members of Devo wrote it.
It's also the only song I can play on a piano.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like five notes.
Hey, I can play a song on a piano. Bite me.
wait. Hang on.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna crack it.
We gotta crack this bad boy open.
The thing that has everybody worried is it just looks like Fruit Loops.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
I mean, that's to be fair. If memory serves
follow your nose.
In the cartoon. The Reptar cereal was just little
O's.
It looked like Kix, or yeah. Kix. Not Kix.
If we're gonna keep doing Rugrats stuff, can I just bring the Dalek over here? Because you remember, you never saw that, right?
It's in an episode for half a second.
Yeah, I know. I'm just.
Hang on.
All
right.
They were giant Doctor Who fans. That's the screwdriver.
Cracking the bag.
Hold on.
Let's hear it. That's seal of freshness.
My hands are too greasy from all the chips.
Ah, there we go.
There we go. All right. Let's Again, doesn't smell like anything.
Really?
Right, I'm gonna go first.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I'll do it. I'll do it off camera. I don't need it. All right.
I'm just gonna turn up the volume.
The flavor's not strong, but it doesn't taste bad.
All right. Well, I mean, it's cereal. How could you fuck that up?
It looks just like Fruit Loops.
It does. It doesn't taste like Fruit Loops, though.
It doesn't?
No.
What? Okay.
It looks like fucking Fruit Loops.
Yeah,
it does.
I get it. Let me see this. Alright, so let's...
Kellogg's gonna sue a bitch.
Let's get this on camera. Look at this. That... you're not lying. That does taste... Like, there's
hand it over.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It tastes like if Fruit Loops just stopped caring.
I mean, it's not... Yeah, I didn't think it was gonna be spectacular. I was mostly just buying it because it's Reptar cereal.
Are we supposed to be eating this? Like...
Yeah, it's got nutrition facts and shit. They're the weirdest looking nutrition facts I've ever seen.
It's... Are we eating cardboard right now? I think we're eating cardboard.
Wait, they do this now? They have two separate sets of nutrition facts, dry and cereal with half a cup of fat-free milk.
Yeah.
God, what kind of fucking hippie world do we live in now?
Dude, that's been the standard for years. What are you talking about?
I've never noticed.
Yeah, it tastes like Fruit Loops, but a less sugary
version. It's less dominant flavor, yeah.
This is subtle Fruit Loops.
Oh, No. This is you and your midlife crisis. Wanting to reconnect with your childhood, but
yeah,
you know,
it's just not connecting.
No, it's just you've
no,
got
no, no.
You've got like type 2 diabetes, and you can't have sugar.
No. These are Fruit Loops disguised. No, these are Cheerios disguised as Fruit Loops.
Yeah,
it's like Cheerios, and Fruit Loops.
Like they even look.
Bethany appeared very perplexed by that.
It's Honey Nut Cheerios dressed up as Fruit Loops.
Not even honey. It's just regular Cheerios. It's just
regular Cheerios dressed up as Fruit Loops for Halloween.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Fruit Loops with less sugar.
I don't taste any fruit.
So it's Diet Fruit Loops.
Oh, God. Diet Fruit Loops.
Oh, God.
If ever there was a more depressing cereal than Diet Fruit Loops.
Diet Fruit Loops and robot fights.
Oh.
So this is the giant robot fight of cereal we've decided.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know what? There's our episode title. Diet Fruit Loops and robot fights.
Yep.
And giant robot fights, sorry.
Why is it that I always say the dumb thing that becomes the title?
Somebody had to start doing that.
Yes. Damn it.
Yeah, it's somebody's job.
Well, there you go. That was a very involved Fat Shack debacle.
Yeah, I would say out of all the items, like I think there was like four mystery flavor Oreos.
Three.
No, we'll technically count the Kit Kat quesadilla.
I'm putting that at the bottom by default.
Oh yeah, no, that is a 0 out of 10.
And at third place,
would not buy.
And third place, it, like, the Reptar cereal.
Yeah.
And second place, like, the Oreos, and first place the Doritos.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
the
I would
Doritos
go, that,
are fucking delicious.
I'm almost gonna say, like, I don't know. I almost want the. Yeah, I guess the Oreos are gonna be second place for me.
They're so good.
Those Doritos are fucking amazing.
But here's the thing,
Dat Dorito.
It's by like
Dat
such
Dorito
a.
Dough.
Yeah, Dat Dorito.
It's by such
dough.
A small little thing because, like, I love those fucking Oreos. Those are so good.
Yeah,
those Doritos are the fucking.
Like
bomb.
Now I feel like I should get some Fruit Loops in my system because those tricked me.
He's going for the cleanse.
Yeah, I need some Fruit Loops. Zach, why don't you have me another Oreo? No, not really. Not really. But if I want a Fruit Loops taste, I'll eat the mystery flavor Oreos because that's obviously what they are.
Hey, wait, is that what happened? I think we should have had the cereal first before we had it. Would that have, like, because it was so overpowering with, like, Fruit Loop taste, the Oreo.
Could that, I don't know.
That might have had an effect on it. What do you think?
Something tells me I'm going to have another handful tomorrow and it's going to taste exactly the same. And also,
she didn't have one.
Bethany has not had anything.
Oh,
she had, like, one chip.
And a Fruit Loop.
So she still said it tasted very So there's no saving
basically
the Fruit
Loops with no sugar. Yeah.
Let's remind the audience at home, $12.
Well, it really matches.
$12.
Because with anything in Boldly Going, it goes downhill.
Being a nerd doesn't always pay off. There's
That's
ups
true.
And downs.
That's fair.
I don't feel like my time was wasted. I can still eat those.
That is true.
And on the back of the box, there's a cutoff mask so I can look like Reptar.
Okay, you know what? You got me there.
I'm just going to walk in.
That's
and you're,
the 12 bucks right there.
You're just going to sit there and watch Stranger Things with that thing on your face.
Fuck yeah, I am. I'm going to get the most out of my $12.
You literally just see an Eggo disappear under the paper mask.
Oh, man, I hope 11 survives. I'm a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah. You should totally do a review of that. It's like, hey, I hope 11 survives. I'm a dinosaur.
I'm a dinosaur.
Halt, I am Reptar.
I am Reptar.
Oh, my God. All right, John, let's take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with our holiday movie reviews.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Well, let me load up the break here.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to load the promos. Okay, that's fine.
And probably talking about action figures, because that always happens at least once.
Yes.
Yay, action figures.
Greetings and salutations, und Mutter and Vater. You want to support das podcast? Simply go to patreon.com/castwavestudios, and you can do just that.
The following is a Castwave Studios production.
Schnell! Go to patreon.com/castwavestudios!
The following is a Castwave Studios production.
Well, this is a commercial for CastWaveStudios.com/Amazon. It is the best way to shop for anything on your wish list.
The following
shopping
is a CastWave Studios production.
Is the best way to help us without paying any extra. Remember, click the Amazon tab at CastWaveStudios.com. This is Casey Kasem. Say, grab your balls and
the following
for the stars.
Is a Castwave Studios production.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Zach Patterson with Castwave Studios.
And this is Sean Holmes.
And we're here to plug our new movie podcast, Post Credit Podcast. Every episode, Sean, Rocky Diamond, and myself will
the
hit you with movie news,
is a
discussion,
Castwave
and
Studios
movie
production.
So, I think we should start up with Batman v Superman, the director cut.
No, Sean.
Why,
no.
I think it's a highly underrated movie.
No,
the following
Sean,
is
no,
a Castwave Studios production.
Why not? Why yes?
What's good about that movie? Nothing is good about that movie. The plot is all over the place.
You can find our
Superman
show
does
at
nothing.
Post-credit
The following is a Cast Wave Studios production.
In a dude's mouth.
All right, do you just want to watch Rogue One?
Oh, hell yeah, I love Rogue One.
Oh, Brian, listening to my commercial.
Every fucking time. Okay, so let me just give...
You poor bastard.
Let me give you a little inside baseball, and then we'll move on. So I do a little show called Batcast 66. You can check it out on iTunes. And every commercial break during the Batman show, we have heard Zach just shit on Batman v Superman. And I'm like, Sean, you got to change the commercial, dude. And he's like, okay, we'll work on that.
Here, I'll do a new podcast. I'll do a new commercial.
I'm joshing you, really.
I can do a new commercial.
Yep.
That was fantastic.
That was our transition thing after like episode 5. Like whenever we were changing the subject,
Would you now?
It worked for me. I liked it.
As sort of a peace offering, would you like to hear how I've mended the DC Cinematic Universe?
Is it going to take like an hour?
No.
Okay.
Only take a couple minutes. So you know how my big argument is that I say they need to start over?
Right.
I figured out how to do that.
Okay, how?
So you go through these movies, whether you like them or hate them. I'm not going to shit on the movies Brian's like. It's not nice.
No, it's fine because, look, here's the thing. We've talked about this before. Yeah, BVS has some problems. Even I'll admit that.
That is one big pile of shit.
I didn't do that. Sean did that.
You motherfucker, you.
But... So we go through with these guys, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then we find out that we're in the Injustice universe.
I've actually heard something similar to
so
that before.
So we recast everybody, and then they come into the universe and help, you know, do the Injustice situation in one or two movies. Then you leave that universe behind, and then you get the fresh one.
Yeah.
In a way that you might be more satisfied with.
I almost feel like you still got to keep Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, though.
Oh,
I like that. Yeah.
Why do you have that audio file?
Why not?
That's my 5-star audio.
Okay. Now there's context. I like it. Okay.
Yeah. My 5-star system. Each one is done with an audio file. It's the best movie ever. So we couldn't figure out.
Can I hear that one more time, please?
Yeah. So here I'll set you up. So Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
Robert Loggia saying "All right" gets me every time.
You should listen to my show. I promise I don't shit on BVS every episode.
I just want you to know that your father was a hero.
That's actually a good segue into our back end discussion topic here.
Oh man,
the end of the year movie preview. Because we got some not even just movies, but we got some shit happening here.
Yes,
we got some happening.
Where do we want to start then?
Well, first of all, in just 10 days,
Thor.
It's time for Thor Ragnarok.
Mm,
now the hype has been all over the place for this. So I mean, I've seen some of the previews. I'm trying to avoid like the clips and stuff. I don't want to see too much, but I mean, I assume everybody at this table is jazzed as shit to see this movie.
Yeah.
I myself included.
Mm.
We bought matching shirts. We're gonna be those people.
Nice.
That is fucking adorable.
You two are precious.
Bless your
so precious.
Bless their nerdy little hearts. I love it.
We're going hard for Thor here. This is, and I mean, it's the closest we're ever gonna get to like Planet Hulk or any of that.
By the way, I don't feel like I'm spoiling anything here.
Yeah.
But I hear that this is going to start a 3-movie arc for Hulk.
That has not been confirmed, but if it is true, I'm down.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
We can neither confirm nor deny that. However, it's going to start with Ragnarok. It's going to crescendo in Infinity War, and it's going to finalize in Avengers 4.
Yes.
Because they have such a weird thing going on with Universal and the movie rights, and because you can't make
Universal
a full movie,
won't play ball, yeah.
They're just like, okay, fine, we'll just make segments of movies and put them in these and like give him an arc. And I was like, you motherfuckers. That's brilliant.
It's no different than the comics. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah.
They do that shit all the time in the books.
And that's the thing. Hulk always plays better as a secondary character than in his own book.
Unless he was going up against Red Hulk.
Thunderbolt.
Yeah, every single person in the world would want to watch that fucking movie.
And then out of nowhere comes Grey Hulk.
maybe not.
Did I lose you at Grey Hulk? Okay.
Now, did you hear the other news about Ragnarok?
Okay. Let's hear it.
Politics aside, this is still interesting. This, Marvel's first LGBTQ characters in it. What's her name? I forgot.
Valkyrie.
Valkyrie is apparently bisexual.
Yep.
Word.
Which is the first, apparently a first. I haven't been paying attention. I guess that's the first time we've had a character of that caliber in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yep.
Okay.
So
cool. Right on.
Hey, as long as she's killing stuff, I don't really care what she. I'm fine.
I hear that she steals a lot of the scenes. Because I was bored at work and I read some of the reviews. And
I can't do that.
I've been avoiding
the clips too. I have seen the clip. Have you seen the clip? The extended clip of the arena before the fight, where like it's a long shot and Thor goes, "Loki, look who it is," and they cut to Logan. He's sitting in the room like, like scared shitless. He doesn't move. He's like points to Hulk, goes, "Loki, look who it is," and Loki's like, "I can't wait."
He goes back to the fetal position that he was in Avengers.
I mean, I need
one of those moments where like Hulk walks up to him and goes, and he goes,
I can honestly tell you the one thing I'm waiting for the most. All right, let me ask you a question before I go any further, and I don't want to spoil anything for people. Who here saw the clip, the Comic-Con clip that they never released?
Depends what's in it.
Just give the Infinity War trailer?
Rough... Yes.
Oh, the Infinity...
You saw it? Okay, yeah. So you all saw it.
Of course, but stupid person's head was in the way.
Oh my god, it's stolen footage. Get over it. Jesus.
I mean...
We don't have time to Spielberg when we're stealing footage.
Oh, yeah, you do.
But I'm not going to lie. It's just because we know that that one scene with Thor in it is going to be at the end of... It's the after credit sequence for Ragnarok.
Actually, some people are saying it might not be that.
Oh no!
What's interesting is some people are saying it might be the trailer at the end of Thor Ragnarok.
I can live with that though.
Yeah, that's one of the hot rumors that
I don't.
I've heard.
I mean, that's the thing. Hold on. If it is the trailer, the full trailer, I can live without an after credit sequence. Then.
So yeah. Hold on. Let me just make sure that we're straight, because there's so many fucking movies coming out. So we have Thor.
Yes.
And that's gonna be the last MCU movie of 2017.
Yes.
Then we get Black Panther?
In February,
and then... Okay.
And then Avengers in May.
So we're probably going to get something for Black Panther before we even...
Well, I think they're saying that Civil War was that. So yeah. they're not gonna do a lead-in for that. I think Thor Ragnarok, there's going to be a mid-credits scene about Thor, and then at the very end of the credits, it's going to be the trailer for Infinity War. That's what I think. That's what I think is going to happen.
I mean, you know, I'm going to... If that does happen, I'm walking out of the theater with, like, raging hard on.
Yeah.
Just like... I got to see it in HD.
I'm already excited. I just But I know Thor Ragnarok is going to be like dope.
Oh, okay. Dude, and I love the like new retro kind of aesthetic behind all of it. And like, oh god, I saw this like extended clip, and it was like they were using like, you know, that kind of like 80s, you know, synth kind of music and shit. Yep. It just sounded so fucking cool. I was like, oh,
and they're using Hela, which is fantastic. I already know some stuff just from the comics. I know like little bits of spoilers here and there, but I'm not saying shit. You really have nothing to contribute here?
No.
Nothing?
Really.
You don't want to talk about Thor? Nothing?
We'll see it when it comes out.
We'll get the Star Wars.
That's all I can say.
That Chris Hemsworth, he is one sexy bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
Pantene Pro-V all the way.
I'd love to go down under.
Thank you.
L'Oreal.
Yep. Yeah, there you are. Thor-iel.
Thoriel.
Yeah. Not original, but that's okay.
No, that's pretty good.
I want him and me to keep things low key and him to make me Thor.
Sure. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
That was from Hollywood Babylon. That was Kevin Smith. Yeah.
So all right, so we got
I'm not that clever.
So we got Thor.
And then
now
just a week after that, we finally get the Justice League debut.
Yes, we do.
So many mixed feelings.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
I can't wait to play that video game.
Wow, he's shots fired. I'm being polite. Don't look at me.
I'm sorry.
No.
Hold on. Whoa. It's cool. Hold on. Let's reset our positions here for just a second.
They about to...
Meet Mario, the newest addition to the Justice League team.
Like, I'm just like, what in the?
They about to fight, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm.
If we twitch this, if it's good, if it's good, if it's good,
it'll better impress me.
He's just sad.
That's basically it. I better be wrong. You know, I hope I'm wrong.
You know what the sad thing is? Here, let me just put it this way. Yes. The reason why I'm a little iffy on it. Anybody remember in like the third Hobbit film when Legolas starts climbing, jumping on bricks like Mario to get off of the collapsing building? I see these Justice League trailers, and that's what it reminds me of.
Especially when he's jumping off of Batmobiles, the Batmobile. He's like, yeah.
Okay, listen, that's my key issue, and I know you can get behind me on this. Mm. That Aquaman is weird. He's like the spokesperson for Budweiser. He's like cackling into the camera and going, yeah,
Aquabro.
Like, I just.
Aquabro.
Help me
Aquaman's
out here.
Aquaman's cool now.
Man, no, he's not. You don't know about Aquaman. He comes from the deep woods of South Carolina. I'll tell you what. The Northern War of Aggression.
Son, you've never been to South Carolina, then.
No, he's our, as our resident DC expert,
My southern came out there for a second.
But you're definitely like the resident DC. The DC psycho. Talk to me a little bit about Aquaman.
Okay, fine. So obviously when the new 52 came out, they decided, hey, let's try and make him cooler. And
is that the design?
No, the design looks like.
Hey, let him talk.
I didn't say a word.
So the design looks an awful lot like when they rebooted him in the 1990s. Remember when he had like lost an arm and he had long hair and he had a beard?
Is that
and
when
shit?
He had the hook?
Yep,
that was dope as shit.
Right. By the way. That's established because, you know, hell, that he was like that in the Justice League cartoon, which everybody fucking loves, by the way. So they're kind of going for a little like mix of the two. They're obviously not going to go for bright green pants and a bright orange shirt. And
of course not.
And just beautiful blonde hair that's just coiffed perfectly. Like, that's not going to sell in that universe.
I mean, he's still going for the locks and getting blasted with water like it's a shampoo commercial, though. I'm just...
Mm.
Yeah, you and that. But now my issue is the dialogue. Like, I get it. You don't want to copycat Thor and have him be like with the power of Atlantis. But
well, that's the thing.
He's still like that part where he goes, "So you dress like a bat? I dig it." I was like, "Come on, give me something."
Because he grew up on land. He doesn't. Okay. You know, he grew up on land. He didn't. He didn't spend his entire childhood, you know, underwater. As a matter of fact,
all I can say is this new Aquaman just looks fishy to me.
Someone did the thing.
No, don't. No.
What?
You read that. I just want. Don't read it out. Don't read it out loud. Just read it, and I want you to absorb that. Because honestly, that's Aquaman's greatest moment. You know what it is. You keep talking. You two keep talking.
Now, I mean, I know on this show, or on all the shows, I shit on some stuff. I go in with an open mind.
Right.
I do. I'm going to see Justice League.
All right.
We all know Superman's coming back. That's not a big deal.
What?
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
Spoilers. God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, for fuck's sake, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all didn't know that. You're fucking stupid.
No. He's not responding to that comment. He's responding to what I just showed him.
Yep. Aquaman beat Namor with fucking Shamu.
Oh, smashed him with a whale. That's your problem, Namor. You never thought to cheat.
Yeah, no. And I'm literally telling Sean, like, yeah, that's Aquaman's best. That's Aquaman's best moment.
Hey, that's fine because in DC's defense, Namor is fucking stupid.
Oh yeah, totally.
Sorry, I'm not even afraid to say it.
Yeah.
No, isn't
he technically a mutant, by the way?
Oh, I don't care.
No, he's an Atlantean. He's completely different.
But
it's completely different.
I'm going in with an open mind. I'm just saying the color palette looks a little sketchy.
Eh.
Like the red sky everywhere and all that. But I mean, the Flash looks good.
Yeah.
The Flash looks good. Cyborg's CG ain't working for me.
Cyborg, you know, was honestly, I just wish they had gone with Manhunter, really.
Yeah.
Please, like they could have gone with Manhunter, they could have gone with Green Lantern, they could have gone with fucking, God, I don't know. Hawk Girl. Where's Hawk Girl, man? Or Hawkman. They could have brought in...
Oh,
like,
Hawkman. Like, I think they're trying to avoid as much connection to CW as humanly possible.
It's stupid.
Yeah, I know. They need to chill.
It's dumb. Why is it so dumb?
And I know that they swapped out Martian Manhunter for, you know, like Cyborg in the New 52.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. People didn't really dig the New 52.
Sean's playing the Sean's board music. Now, I will say I will watch Batman do anything at this point because he was the best part of BVS.
Oh, absolutely.
Ben Affleck is actually a fucking phenomenal Batman. And if you disagree with that, you're a moron.
If you disagree with that, then you're me from 3 years ago.
I'll shit all over Batman versus Superman.
And you're making a bunch of posters right now for intervention and going like Ben Affleck's gonna suck as Batman.
And I may shit on that movie for days. I will not shit on Ben Affleck's Batman. So you've got some stuff here with Justice League. You can watch Batman be cool. You can watch The Flash. He'll be funny.
Sean,
Wonder Woman.
Sean, Superman's gonna come back.
Cool. Superman's coming back. Nothing.
Nothing.
And listen,
we got nothing.
And if you've seen Wonder Woman, you know that she's gonna be an undisputed fucking badass.
Right. So because
that was a phenomenal fucking movie.
Let's tell you what.
This will come back around.
We'll talk about this once we go see the movie. Tell you what, we'll go see that together. How does that sound?
Yeah, we can get a group for that. Alamo.
Alamo.
Alamo. There will be a Justice League drink.
Damn straight.
I'm down.
All right.
All right. Now, side note, not a movie. Same day as the Justice League is the Punisher.
Ooh, I'm excited about
that. Oh, hey, we got him back. Okay. Right.
Hi.
There he is.
Wait, what about Stranger Things 2?
That's this week.
That's this week.
I know. That's
really
this week. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that. Son
of
a bitch.
Friday. I'm off Friday, so I'm going to stay a whole day watching.
We're jumping ahead.
I'm not off.
Guess who's watching?
I am.
Guess who's watching Stranger Things 2 all day? High five.
High five.
Oh, wait. I got to go to work.
All day. I can watch it.
Sucker.
I can watch it until 3:30. So yeah. I'm going to get up at 10 and start watching and get a good chunk done and then go to work.
Right. Hell yeah.
And then, so back to the 17th, The Punisher finally got its new release date.
Which obviously is
November
17th.
Which obviously is, you know,
I'm not gonna have
to
enough time
fuck with Justice League.
Now, it is one of the most waited for, most called for, like most anticipated products from Marvel.
Yes, because you know, when they were producing The Punisher, it's like, hey, what can we do to fuck with Justice League? Like, they need the help.
Well, you know, it's really funny. Somebody noticed this funny 1-2 punch thing from Marvel. Do you know what came out the day that Batman vs. Superman came out on the same day? The first season of Daredevil.
That's true. And you know what's really funny?
Well, now they're saying it's like some weirdo curse
Netflix,
thing.
Netflix is so like cocky. They're just like, you could stay inside.
In the comfort of your own home.
In the comfort of your home.
Or you could go out to the theater.
Spend no money with the exception of what you're paying us each month anyway.
Yeah.
Or
but
you can go out and spend like $50.
You're not going to spend $50.
Concessions.
That doesn't
gas.
Count. No, the gas counts, but the ticket at the Alamo is $12. Everything else is optional.
Yes, because Mountaine.
Yeah, and Netflix is $11 a month. So.
By the way, next time that we go.
But that's all month.
Next time that we go to the Alamo, by the way, let's make sure that we're all on the same page.
Hey, y'all speak for yourself there. I've never screwed up my movie plans.
Yeah.
Not once.
I messed up. That's too late.
Oh, he was trying.
No.
There he is.
That's what happened to that. I still haven't seen it. I've seen like half of it.
So I take it you're
I saw the first 10 minutes that was on YouTube.
I take of what?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
You haven't seen it yet?
I saw the first 10 minutes.
I have it.
How? What? Okay. Okay. We'll talk later.
Okay.
I have it.
Blu-ray?
Yeah, of course.
I have it on my PS4.
Oh. Well, I'll go ahead and watch it.
I have it
Blu-ray.
In a completely legal digital form of Blu-ray.
Sweet. All right.
Completely legal. Can't
I love how he had to add that caveat at the beginning. I have a completely legal version.
500% legal version of a movie.
Are you sure about that, Mr. Patterson?
I'm positive.
Are you sure?
Hey, my hard drive is one microwave ride away from being completely legal.
All you need is a good magnet.
Anyway.
Have you ever seen that, by the way, where like people will have like these giant like illegal boxes and they have like a kill switch like magnet on the side and they just stomp on it and it's like erase all your data?
Now remember, kids, piracy is not a victimless crime. It is, though.
It totally is. Anyway.
Anyway.
All right, so
steal
we got the
show.
So Punisher.
Steal this show. Do it. Yeah, go for it.
It's for free.
So we got the Punisher. Another one supposedly either this month or November is the mystery where is it appearance of Grand Tour Season 2.
Yes.
Which they have not said a word on a release date yet.
Do want.
But I know the problems with that being released are because of everybody's health problems. Because Richard crashed his car.
Again.
And shattered his knee.
Oh, again.
Shit. And Jeremy got, and I'm not making this up, Jeremy actually got double pneumonia.
Double pneumonia?
That's a thing.
Oh, shit.
I don't know the definition.
I just remember if he comes back, he'll be like,
double secret pneumonia.
When I get sick twice.
No, double pneumonia is a real thing. It's not a figure of speech. It's like,
I've got the
it's
worst
like,
case of pneumonia
I mean,
in
it,
the world.
If we had invented it in America, it probably would have been called like pneumonia extreme or something like that. But they just call it double pneumonia, but it was bad. Like, he had to go to the hospital. So that caused a lot of delays. And also because of that, for this season, the tent isn't traveling. It's always going to be in the Cotswolds in England.
Okay, that's fine.
But that's because they're recovering. Like, I get that. No problem.
Yeah.
But hopefully the third season, they'll go back to the traveling tent.
Okay.
But,
yay.
Yeah, there's still no word on when it's coming out, and that's driving me fucking crazy.
Yeah. Mm. I want them to be in Washington, D.C.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
We probably still won't score tickets because it's a lottery, and I never win those.
Mm.
But, yeah.
I sneak in.
So now we're gonna move into December. Clearly nothing important coming out then, so I guess we'll just jump to January. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
All right, so let's talk about MacFest now.
There's nothing artists. Really. I mean, there's December, but there's not really much coming out that you know. I mean, I don't know what's coming out then. I think some indie movie.
The Disaster Artist.
The War Star.
Oh, it's Geostorm 2. That's what
it was. That's the Geostorm 2. Let's talk about Geostorm 2.
Yeah. Isn't that movie about those guys doing trekking out in space?
It's funny. I love Geostorm when they called it 2012. And I love 2012 when they called it the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, the day after tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, the best scene of 2012 is when Woody Harrelson's about to get hit in the face with like a wave of lava. He's like, I got a heart on. Just as he's about to be burned alive.
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you are missing.
It is.
I am not
bad.
Missing. I'm not missing a goddamn thing.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I already saw Independence Day 2. Must I suffer further?
Oh, God, I heard that was awful.
You have no idea.
I'm supposed to watch it, apparently?
Yeah, you're going to live stream yourself watching it, so the audience will really get to feel your pain live on screen.
Oh, God.
Rocky's got it worse. Rocky's punishment movie is Dancing with Wolves.
I actually like that movie.
Wait, that movie sucks. Movie. You like it? No, that movie sucks.
I like it for different reasons. Well, wait.
Yeah, you like it because it makes you laugh.
It's hilarious.
You know what's a great double feature
because
Dancing with Wolves?
What?
Maverick.
Because every character stands out. Like they stand out like they're like a pantomime, like Rowan Atkinson type, because Kevin Costner is so wooden in contrast. Like, he's mahogany, and everyone else just jumps off the screen.
Yeah.
Kevin
but here's the thing. Here's
sucks.
The thing. Sean, have you seen Maverick? You know, the James Garner, Mel Gibson film? No, why? I was just pausing. I wanted to show Brian the scene. Okay, fine.
I want
to
see it.
I'm sure you don't want to come with me.
So beautiful. I'm going to stay.
By the way, he's not acting. That's just Woody Harrelson on a day-to-day basis.
That's just Woody Harrelson.
This marks the last day of the United States of America. By tomorrow,
I don't want to see it.
Hang on, I'm just going to get to the bit. Where is it?
This summer, John Cusack and Woody Harrelson are in a RV.
Why?
I don't know. Because there's nothing happening in terms of sound wise, so I decided to do something.
All right. Anyway, so
here we go. Oh, you found it?
I think I did. Let me just cue it back a little bit.
Jesus.
I know it's dead air, but goddamn it, it's
dead air. Waste of time.
Oh, baby! Bring it up!
Wow.
That sounded fucking retarded.
Oh, it's awful.
He didn't say, hey, I got a heart on.
I didn't go far enough back, but fuck it.
You know what I think of that?
That is one big pile of shit.
Exactly.
There we go.
Anyway, so let's talk about Star Wars for a moment, because we already talked about it a shitload. Like, we know it's going to be enjoyable. We know we're not going to hate this movie.
We got tickets already.
Apparently, you're good at smelling when shit, you know. Goes down,
we are. I actually got a T-shirt.
Would the audience like to know how you guys got your tickets so fast? Might it have been a tip from like an Omega nerd?
I told them that Zach has his ear on the can, which string is tied to Star Wars, and he lets us know about any and all vibrations coming through.
By the way, it's this particular can right here.
Yeah, it's that can.
No, it's actually really funny.
Can out of
like,
dry.
You know how I've always I've talked about how you got to stay up to like 3 o'clock in the morning to get these tickets every time they do this.
Yep.
This year, they released them digitally by region, sort of staggered out. So like, and early, so they went so that they were preventing like the block up online, so the sites didn't crash. None of the sites crashed.
No shit.
So like the trailer went live.
I think Alamo crashed a little bit. It derped.
But it's Alamo, so that's understandable.
Yeah.
Fandango did not.
No, the mainstream. Okay. Mainstream. There's only like 12 Alamo locations.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
But what happened was, I started prep at 9:40, like 20 minutes before the trailer dropped, because I was trying to get ahead of the curb. So I started opening like 40 Fandango tabs so I could start refreshing. This is what you have to do, people.
No. I know what you're talking about, but it's just like...
I'm serious.
Right on. I dig it.
Like, Force Awakens, I didn't get my tickets until 3 o'clock in the morning, but I got them.
Damn.
This time, so I'm sitting there, and halfway as I'm going through, all of a sudden this thing pops up, and it says, advanced tickets, Last Jedi, and I was like, click. And it was like, choose your region. I was like, Virginia, click. And it goes, Tyson's Corner, and I was like, click. Click? And the showtimes came. I was like, motherfucker!
And then I get this text.
I'm like frantically going through. Well, I was like, hey, the trailer's about to go live. And I came out and like my girlfriend and one of my friends is on the couch. And I was like, so I got the tickets. I'm done. And they looked at me like, wait, what? That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the tickets. I'm done. And then Sean sits down. He goes, oh, man, I've got to get tickets. And I just turned to Sean. And I was like, I was going through my thing. And I just looked at Sean and I immediately went, Sean, if you haul ass right now, you can get tickets to the premiere.
Two seconds later, I was back with my laptop.
At the Alamo Draft House. Dude took off like the Flash. Like, quickest I've ever seen him move. And then he comes right back out with his laptop, starts doing it. He's like, oh my God, it's jammed. It's like a movie. He's like, it's jammed. I can't get it. It's not going through. And I was like, quick, come with me. We're getting on my computer.
I don't think I've ever seen Sean, by the way, go anywhere past like a jog. So,
no, he flew.
So the vision is just
he
like.
He flew. Cool. He's like wearing a blanket. He took off. The blanket was still hanging there. So his Alamo locked up, so I ran to Fandango and booted it up for him so he could punch in his card and get the tickets, so you guys are all set. And if any of you spoil it for me, I'll chop all your fucking dicks
off.
So hold on. Are you going to the same one?
No, I have to wait till Saturday. I'm going with my family. I got a pack of 12 tickets.
Okay, fine. Well, we're not going to spoil anything, obviously. Can I just say something, though? Because you went to the Force Awakens premiere?
Sure did.
Okay. I've never been to a Star Wars premiere.
Oh, you are not ready. You're gonna shit.
You're not ready. Oh man,
you guys are gonna have a fan fucking. Last time I went to Alamo. You're at the Alamo. You get a special drink and everything.
No. We're at Tyson's Corner.
Oh wait, that's right. We set you up at Tyson's. You're going to the best goddamn theater you've ever gone to in your life. Have you ever heard of Dolby?
I feel like I'm on a game show. It's just like, tell everybody's won. It's like Star Wars premiere tickets.
See, what's funny is y'all didn't have to do anything. I did it.
Let me tell you what he's won, Zach. What should I anticipate? Because I've seen fanboys.
Oh, no. Have you heard of Dolby Atmos? It's a new type of movie theater by Dolby Digital.
I think I have, yeah.
No, so this theater, you got fucking giant. I love this music. You got these giant leather recliners. Okay, where your feet are, there's a half wall, so you can't see the people in front of you. It's just you and the screen.
Oh, thank the fucking God.
The screen, by the way, is almost as big as IMAX, and it's 8K.
It's a new car!
It's 8K. Also, because it's Dolby, 150 speakers. In the walls, on the ceiling, in the seats, moving sound, so the sound travels around the theater. There's subwoofers in the ceiling. Yeah, you're not ready. This is the best goddamn movie theater you're ever going to sit in your life. In your life.
I'm so happy.
Sean, have you been here yet? Have you been to the Dolby Atmos yet?
No, I have not.
All y'all are going to shit your pants.
Can we take our lightsabers with us?
Play with them in the theater.
Yeah, so probably not. Probably at best you don't.
Okay.
It's going to be a madhouse.
Just keep it in your pants. Keep the saber in the pants.
But yeah, you're not ready for this theater. This is the greatest movie theater
that
exists.
Did you sperm the pants?
Did you sperm the pants? That was last episode.
So, yeah, you're going to a premiere at Dolby Atmos.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
At the beginning, they demo it. Like, they show you how different the screen resolution is. They do like a test of a helicopter flying and you hear it go the whole way around the theater.
Oh, nice. It's binaural, basically. So
yes,
it's like, okay.
It's traveling sound. So yeah.
Have you ever heard of that term, by the way, binaural audio?
Yeah. So, of course he has. He's the audio guy.
Yeah. You're talking to the EMF major. I think you've heard of it.
Yeah.
Hi.
So it's really
Hire me. But yeah, so I saw Rogue One in this theater. That was my first experience with this movie theater.
Damn.
Yeah, the Battle of Scarif. If a ship, they show like a ship crashing in the distance, like a mile away, you fucking hear it. In the middle of all this crap, you hear the little boom. And you're like,
It's fucking crazy. I've never been in a theater like this. I've gone back like 8 times since because it's the best goddamn movie theater.
Man. It's going
to
be good.
No, you guys, you're lucky. The only two premieres I've gone to are, well, I went to 3 premieres total. I went to Episode 3, I went to Force Awakens, and I went to Rogue One.
I went to Avengers Age of Ultron and...
Oh, I meant to Star Wars. I've been to a shitload of premieres.
Well, okay, sorry. I've never been to a Star Wars premiere. I was about to say, because it's like, Spider-Man 3.
Oh, I was right there with you. I'm sorry.
That was an awful night.
Hey, let's go back talking about happy things.
All right, yay.
I got to go to the midnight premiere of Avengers. That was fucking dope. That was...
Word.
I went home from that one hoarse from screaming.
So Sean, I got to ask. Yeah. What should I do to prepare my body for this?
Wear a diaper?
Yep.
Wear underwear. Did you
get yourself a nice pair of Depends? You're going to need them.
Jeans.
T-shirt.
This will be some of the most fun you've ever had in a movie, though.
Yay.
Yeah.
For all you know, the 501st might show up. You guys might get like an exclusive poster. There's all kinds of shit that happens at these theaters.
Oh, man.
Anything can go. And
anything can happen.
Yeah.
I dig it.
And the food court, like, it goes super early, though, because it's Christmas parking at Tyson's Corner. Yeah. It's going to take you 45 minutes to park your car. But the upside is the food court's right next to the movie theater, so you can just sit there and get like a bite to eat before you go in.
By the way, the music, I feel we have to do this. Come on down to our lobby. Hot dogs, popcorn, fresh soda. All waiting for you in the lobby. Showtime starts in 5 minutes.
Please remember to throw away your trash in the nearest receptacle.
But yeah, you guys...
Showtime starts in 4 minutes.
Please do not take a giant dump in the middle of the aisle.
Flashing is a Class A felony.
But yeah, anyway. This is gonna be one for the ages, I think. I think Rian Johnson's vision of Star Wars is gonna be what people wanted. I know some people were kind of on Force Awakens. I liked it.
I liked it too.
I liked it. I see the argument though.
Same here.
I mean, here's my question. So
here's the thing. I had a great time with it. So yeah, okay, fine. Yeah. And it moved the story forward a little bit. So, you know, obviously we're waiting for this version of Empire basically. So let's see what happens.
But, so here's my thing. So Rian Johnson, so JJ did the first one. Rian Johnson's doing this one. And they got JJ back for the third one.
Well, that's because Trevorrow, they say he stepped down, but I have a feeling that he just wasn't playing Disney's game and they asked him to leave. Same problem with the Han Solo movie.
Well, I guess the question is, why not bring Rian Johnson back to maintain continuity from Last Jedi?
I mean, it may be a stylistic choice. It could just be because Force Awakens netted them so much money and they're not sure about this one yet. They probably just chose the safe bet. Abrams is the safe bet.
That's a point.
So they're probably just being safe. And you're having way too much fun. We're done with the prize package, by the way. You probably don't need that.
No,
it's got cool music in the background.
Oh, fair enough.
And plus, we're an hour 7 in.
Okay, so yeah, we're almost done. Yeah, the last piece we got is just in February, we got Black Panther. Now, have you guys seen the new trailer yet from a couple of days ago?
No. Yes. No, I have not.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
We'll watch it before we leave, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome. I think that movie's going to turn a lot of heads. I think some assholes out there might get shitty about it. I know you know what I'm talking about, but they'll deal with it. I'm going. I can't fucking wait. But you know it's gonna happen. You know it's gonna happen. We might have to knock some heads.
I mean, if
we're gonna have to kick some fucking ass.
In terms of Marvel Cinematic Universe, in terms of the TV Cinematic Universe, the Luke Cage is my favorite. So I would probably end up liking Black Panther.
So yeah,
the way it works out because
the stylistic, and there's also some characters.
The style's more interesting.
Well, even in the trailers, there's some characters we haven't
the
seen.
Characters
yet. Did you know Forrest Whitaker's in that?
Yeah,
I can't Forrest wait
Whitaker's
to see who
it
is.
By the way, I love it. Gollum and Frodo are in this movie, Bilbo.
They're the only two white people.
Yep. I love that joke, by the way. So you could say that they're the Tolkien white guys.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's not his joke.
Now, joking aside, though, this movie looks
and it was not my joke, and I will not take the credit for that.
No, it's great, because it's like literally the only two white people on the Black Panther poster is Andy Serkis and Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
And like literally, it's like they play Bilbo and Gollum. I guess that makes them Black Panther's Tolkien white guys.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. That's where he's got
it. I got the joke from.
Joking aside, though, that movie looks fucking phenomenal.
Wait, also, I have another question. So...
I'm looking forward to it.
What role is Martin Freeman going to play in this?
The same one from
Civil
War.
He's Thunderbolt Ross's son.
I know that, but...
Oh, no. Early on, it's in the preview, too, is that he's being held and questioned.
Okay.
Based on the events of Civil War. By Martin Freeman.
Oh.
Martin Freeman's questioning to... Oh, fuck. T'Challa. I got there.
Yeah.
T'Challa.
Right, because he's probably looking for Captain America.
Yeah.
So.
And he knows that he's a refugee there.
Yep.
Don't know if he still is by the end of this movie, but
well, yeah.
We'll see. But yeah, we got some solid stuff coming up.
Yep. We also got I'm sure that we don't really have enough to talk about it, but we also got
the Disaster Artist
coming out in December as well.
That's all you guys.
Which I can't wait to see that.
Oh hi Mike.
Oh hi Mike.
Oh God.
No, I can't say it. Anyways, how's your sex life?
Oh God, no. Colin, no.
Anything for my princess.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
Don't play that shit.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on.
It's garbage. I'm
fed up with these worlds.
I'm fed up with
God,
this film.
Forgive me.
I hate you. I
fucking hate this shit.
Man, Phil.
What already?
What?
Jumping the gun?
No.
I did it.
Apparently,
Sean wants
us to shut the fuck up. So
no, I did it because you're like, I hate this shit. I'm like, that's a perfect way to
bad
end it.
Mr. Sean Holmes. No.
All right, so I guess
you're
we're wrapping up now.
Me apart, Lisa.
I'll come across this table and stab you in the eyeball.
Which one?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Danny. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Oh, God, it's dueling soundboards.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
Sean,
no.
For God's sake, lead
no.
us. Sean, lead us to the end. Lead us to the end. Do
wait,
the thing.
Wait. Hold on, because I feel like he didn't...
It's time
really
for plugs.
Well, no, because I don't feel like you got to talk much. No.
Well done. You can find us castwaystudios.com.
We fucked up.
Go ahead and... check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/castwavestudios, and follow us on Twitter at castwavestudios. Also, check out our Amazon page, castwavestudios.com/amazon, for all your shopping needs. Helps us out. Costs you nothing extra. Brian, where can we find you on the World Wide Web? Brian, where can we find you on the World Wide Web? Brian, where can we find you on the World Wide Web? No, I muted you.
God damn it.
Because you abused it.
Oh, that's the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh, you got wrecked.
Oh, shots fired.
Jesus.
That was amazing.
All right, Brian.
Maybe
I'd
like to be back. What's wrong with that?
Brian,
what's
can we find
wrong
you on the
with
web?
That?
You can, you can find me on the World Wide Web.
Oh, Jesus.
Twitter.com/BMessy1987. I love you, Sean. You're my best friend. You're one of my best friends. So is you, Calvin.
Aww.
You can find me on Twitter.com/BeNasty1987. It's all love around here.
I'm in a hole.
Yay. No. Come out of the hole.
I don't want.
No. Come out of the hole. BeMasty1987 on Twitter. You can also find me on the Facebook BatCast66 page. Let's see. Who am I tossing this to?
Guess me.
Zach. Let's toss it to Zach.
You can find me on the CastWave page. My podcast is known as PCP, more commonly known as Post Credit Podcast. We talk about movies.
Uh-huh.
That's the best place you can find me. Currently, I'm in the process of repairing a couple episodes we had due to technical difficulties because Sean's computer is some trash.
I actually starting to fix it. So it was the hard drive.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We know now. But yeah, once it's fixed.
I fixed it.
Once it's fixed, got some really good episodes coming up for you guys. So definitely check out the page. Cool. All right. Colin, or did he go already?
Hi.
No.
Oh, Colin.
Yes. You can find me at Castwave Studios on Twitter. I run the tweets, them sweet tweets. Oh hi, doggy.
I'm sorry, that looked really funny because it was in perfect frame.
Yep,
good job.
I love it.
I did that blind.
Also, if you are interested, we will be at MacFest 2018.
Oh, yes, we. Oh yeah,
January
MacFest
2018 at National Harbor. So. If you enjoy video games and all video game related stuff. Grimlock, no.
It's bad not Grimlock, dog. It's the Red Zord.
So you so Colin, where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
I already said.
Anywhere else you wanna
Round two. Brian, Sean, they're coming towards the booth. They're coming towards the booth.
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh God! Sean, quick, end the show before
we
get killed
signed.
By the robots.
Oh no! But I need one last thing. One last thing, Colin.
What?
What's it? It's not an intro. It's a.
It's an outro.
That's an outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com.
Yes.